This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office Thursday night on the Israel-Hamas conflict, as well as Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement was made after President Biden's brief trip to Tel Aviv Wednesday to demonstrate Washington's support of Israel after the October 7th attack on southern Israel by the Palestinian militant group Hamas that killed 1,400 people. Israel says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the decision was approved after a request from President Biden during his visit. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The decision to lift a blockade of aid into Gaza came following a request from President Biden. The arrival of much-needed aid is the first crack in a punishing 11-day Israeli military siege on the enclave. Many among Gaza's 2.3 million residents have cut down to one meal a day and have been left to drink dirty water amid dwindling supplies. Over 3,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the siege began, after over 1,000 Israelis were killed in a Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak landed in Israel on Thursday to meet with Netanyahu and President Isaac Herzog.
I'm pleased to be here in Israel at this important time. Above all, I'm here to express my solidarity with the Israeli people. You have suffered an unspeakable, horrific act of terrorism, and I want you to know that the United Kingdom and I stand with you.
In a statement ahead of his visit, Prime Minister Sunak said Tuesday's deadly blast at a Gaza hospital, which killed hundreds of Palestinians, should be a watershed moment for leaders in the region and across the world to come together to avoid further dangerous escalation of conflict. This is VOA News. Russia's lower house of parliament approved a bill Wednesday revoking the ratification of a global nuclear test ban treaty. The legislation was introduced to Parliament following a warning by President Vladimir Putin earlier this month that Moscow could revoke its decision in 2000 to ratify the 1996 Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Putin said the move would mirror the stand taken by the United States, which has signed but not ratified the treaty. Patricia Lewis, a research director for international security at the British Policy Institute Chatham House, says the State Duma's decision to revoke the ratification is very serious.
What we're seeing is an unraveling of the constraints and the checks and balances that we have in the system for controlling these horrific, inhumane weapons.
There are widespread concerns that Russia could resume nuclear tests to try to discourage the West from offering military support to Ukraine. The bill will now go to the legislature's upper house, which is expected to support the measure. A Brazilian congressional panel is recommending that former President Jair Bolsonaro be charged with attempting to stage a coup in connection with riots in the capital, Brasilia, earlier this year. Thousands of Bolsonaro supporters stormed key government buildings on January 8th following a protest march. The report recommends that Bolsonaro be charged with a total of four counts, including attempting to overthrow a legitimately constituted government and attempting to overthrow democratic rule. Many observers at the time speculated the riot was a coordinated effort to drive President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from office. Lula narrowly defeated Bolsonaro in last fall's election. Bolsonaro has denied involvement in the rioting. In U.S. Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros dominated the Texas Rangers in Game 3 of the American League Championship Series Wednesday. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has more on the Astros' quest to win a second consecutive World Series title.
The Astros pounded Max Scherzer and pulled within 2-1 in the ALCS by outscoring the Rangers 8-5. Scherzer opened the scoring by uncorking a wild pitch in the second, and Martin Maldonado added a two-run single later in the inning. Jose Altuve added a solo blast in the third off Scherzer, who was reached for 5 runs over 4 innings in his first start of the postseason. Yordan Alvarez had 2 RBIs, Mauricio Dubon had 3 hits, and Christian Javier held Texas to 2 runs and 3 hits over 5 2/3. I'm Dave Ferry.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.